Onward 2017. Let's do this, man. Sounds really obnoxious, but let's go onward. Be gone 2016. It's time to go onward. So here is where you probably are going to start having fun. Here is where you're going to start telling me exactly what you want, what your big picture goals are, the specifics, the kind of symptoms, how you know you will have been successful when you reach your goal. We're going to define arriving very clearly, and we're going to start getting that stuff done right now. You're going to start bringing those goals into your everyday life, and you're going to feel amazing. You cannot, as I always say, save the world until you save yourself. Like they say, you cannot give from an empty tank. So you're going to map out your full goal in gorgeous living color. You're not going to say, I want to buy a car, or even, I want to buy a Ford Fiesta by May 2017. You're going to say, I want to buy a navy blue Ford Fiesta with leather seats and SiriusXM with a 36-month finance program that puts my payments at $400 a month, and I own it by May 30th, 2017. You are going to be so friggin' specific. You're going to like make your brain hurt. All right. Now, I'm going to make a bold statement before we get into it. And you can tell me, you can tweet me or Facebook me or email me or whatever. You can tell me whether you agree with it or not. Up until now, you haven't been able to achieve your goals because A, you did not know what you wanted, and B, you didn't think you deserve it. Whatever it is, you did not think you deserved it. Okay? So you didn't know what you wanted, and you didn't think you deserved it. Now, we've already discovered some of the beliefs guiding and influencing your life and your entire vision of it in the first section of this training, okay? It is absolutely safe and utterly necessary to let those beliefs go. Those practices of EFT, morning pages, routine, whatever it is that you need to do to continually declutter and clear the crap that is holding you back in your brain cage, you're gonna keep trying to let those go. So continually show up with those because not knowing what you want is what we're going to sort right now, but not thinking you can deserve it is an issue that only you, my dear, can solve by continually showing up every day. I can tell you how to do it all day long, but again, I have no magic wand. I can't fix it for you. So you got to get very clear, and you got to clear those beliefs that are telling you you can't do it. It is safe and necessary to let those beliefs go. We will go into the more, day by day, step by step sort of stuff that you want to do in the very last section of this training. But for right now, I want to argue that you didn't know what you want. Up until now, you did not know what you want. And so we're going to get very clear. Here's an example for you. Okay. And this is an example that I use with my clients when we get very clear about our ideal clients. So say I'm trying to hire, no, excuse me, say I am a life coach, not life coach, health coach. Okay. I am a health coach and I get a guest starring appearance at, I don't know, on Oprah. No. Oprah doesn't have a big crowd. Somebody who has a big crowd, okay? 100,000 people in the audience. And the guy gives me the mic and he says, go on, make your pitch. And I go, who here wants to lose 5 pounds? Now, I think that's really inspiring, right? I've been working all week on that phrase. I'm like, yeah, man, this is gonna be perfect. I know I'm honing exact. That is so friggin' specific. 5 pounds? Can I get any more specific? Well, what do you think is gonna happen? Everybody in that audience is gonna raise their hand. Every single person's gonna raise their hand, except for, the couple people who wanna gain weight. I have never been one of those people, although I know that I've heard they exist once upon a time. But anyway, that was not meant to be disrespectful. Please forgive me, but let's be honest, okay? A lot of people in that audience are gonna raise their hand, okay? Now, that's because 5 pounds is not as specific as we think it is, all right? Because to me, losing 5 pounds might be me being able to go into Nordstrom and buy whatever I want, no qualms or questions asked. I feel great in every single piece of clothing I try on. It's actually hard for me to decide which dress to buy. Okay? For you losing 5 pounds, it might be being able to wear a bikini with your husband on vacation in Bora Bora next summer. They're very different in some ways. Now, we might think, well, I'd be happy to do any of them, but let's be honest, that means it's probably not your goal. Okay? So I want to argue with you that losing 5 pounds is not specific enough because that's not what you really want. What you really want, as Danielle Laporte says, we really want the feelings that go behind the goals. But I'm going to go even farther and say we want the tangible, specific symptoms that go behind those goals. The tangible, specific symptoms that go behind that goal. I once heard Mastin Kipp say that he would know he was successful when he could walk into Whole Foods and buy anything he wanted. Brilliant. How friggin' specific is that? I have one. I said, I know I will have been successful when I can gift a plane ticket to any person in my family to come visit me whenever I want. Very, very specific. So what I want to know is, what is your tangible, clear, specific symptoms of your goal? Making it clear and specific is not only more powerful, it is also more possible, because you will be able to tell when you've arrived, and that notion of arrived won't constantly be moving off into the distance, completely untouchable. And also, you'll be able to put some of those things that you want into your life right now, and you're going to feel amazing. So we're going to dig into this a little bit more in the next section, but what I want you to do right now is go to the strategy pages and tell me your big goal. Get as specific and picture perfect as you possibly can. Give me numbers, give me dates, give me times, give me colors, give me locations, give me the people that you're with. Tell me your big goal and don't leave anything out. Be as dream worthy as you possibly can, because the only person who has the fairy godmother one right now is you.